We first went in, when I first joined in, when coming out of Vietnam, you know, we went to stopped at Singapore for bunkers, and then it was an experience too. You know, you stop it for bunkers in Singapore, and a grappling, before you can get finished with engines, a grappling hooks was up over the side, the girls were aboard hauling up beer, you know, and everything else, and selling everything, and I mean, you could buy anything over there. And then we went to Sasebo, Japan, and I remember 9 o'clock in the morning, we got, like I say, you know, we were getting shelled when we left Vietnam and everything. I mean, we'd get rocketed every night, you know, and you're down in the engine room and they set these depth charges off, you know, to keep them all, divers away from the ship from putting a magnetic. Boy, I tell you, underwater, that sound just, you know, it jars you every time one goes off. Anyways, like I say, I never felt bad. I thought I didn't, you know. Here we get to Japan, and we go to Sasebo and Susie's Bar, and everybody on the ship's sitting drunk at 9:30 in the morning. So, you know, it's just one of them things. Anyways.
And it seems like there are, you know, with all of the changes, especially post 9/11, TWIC cards, port regulation, drug testing, you know, regulation against alcohol use, et cetera, on board. Some things are different. Some things stay the same. You know, they find other ways to make the party happen, but
take the SL7s, you know, going to Rotterdam. Well, you go into Rotterdam and you walk into a bar there and everything's cocaine, you know, anything's on the bar, you know. Every time we got back to the United States, because the U.S. Customs is aboard, and every time we were getting hit, I mean, and they were people, some of them were smart people. I remember one of them was a third engineer, really nice guy, and he had a son at Kings Point, one of the maritime schools. And he gets hit. I just couldn't believe it. And it got to the point on there where we're getting hit every time. I says, I'm off of you. I can't stand this because, you know, if I get somebody, you know, I was pretty, I could be, you know, I really controlled my watch and really told, you know, if somebody was out of line, I let them know. And sometimes, you know, I was a little worried about, you know, somebody slipping into my room and putting some pot there or cocaine or something, you know. So I bailed off that ship after a while. I just said, this is not worth it. And I didn't really like